The next patient is Franklin Cerny. The last name is C, like in Charlie, E, like in Echo, R, like in Roger, N, like in November, E, like in Echo, Y, like in Yankee. Cerny, Franklin. This is the clinical case of an 84-year-old white male patient of Ms. Norissa, N-O-R-I-S-S-A, last name Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, A-R-M-P, who is referred to this office for evaluation of CKD stage 3A. On December the 5th of 2022, the patient had a laboratory workup which showed that he has a creatinine of 1.2, a BUN of 46, and an estimated EFR of 54.7. Period. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Valvular heart disease that has compromised the aortic, the mitral, and the tricuspid valve. The patient had open heart surgeries in 1992, 1992, and 2012. Period. The valve that he has is a bioprosthetic valve. He is chronically anticoagulated. Period. He has a combination of factors that could be playing a role in the selective proteinuria that the patient was found with. Albumin, microalbumin creatinine ratio of 736. That could be related to cardiorenal syndrome. However, the possibility of nephrosclerosis related to hypertension and the aging process, plus the cardiovascular disease, cardiovascular disease, could be the responsible for this selective proteinuria, period. We are going to investigate in detail whether or not the patient has an obstructive component because of the history of nocturia and urinary frequency every 2 hours. He had a TURP in the year 2012. By the same talking, we are going to do an ultrasound of the kidney in order to rule out calcifications, obstruction, and assess the anatomy of the kidney, period. Number two, hypercalcemia. This hypercalcemia has been present for several years, more than six. The patient gives history of parathyroidectomy, but apparently, they failed to remove the parathyroid glands. This is a situation that in the presence of a calcium of 11.5, we have to address right away. We will order a PTH and phosphorus to start with, and the renal ultrasound in order to rule out calcifications and kidney stones, as well as obstruction. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism on thyroid replacement. Following number, this patient has been receiving RNESP, A-R-E-N-E-S-P, as treatment of the myelodysplastic syndrome. This has been going on for several years, more than five. In the laboratory that we have mentioned, the hemoglobin was 11.7, hematocrit 37.7. He has been referred to the cancer center to be treated with the ESA, period. Following number. The patient has obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with a CPAP. Following number, gout that has been in remission for a lengthy period of time. We are going to reassess the patient for hyperuricemia, period. Thank you for the kind referral. We are going to keep you posted with the program. Posted with the progress of the in this case. Paragraph. We spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation in 8 minutes.